Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Red T, Pirkei Avos Learning with Red T, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. I'm your host, Red T. Questions, comments, suggestions, always welcome at MaximumTEE@Yahoo.com. All previous episodes and seasons are available at anchor.fm/RebtanchorFM, like the radio, /RebT. We are in 5-1. Welcome to Chapter 5, almost done with Season 3 here, and then God willing, we'll take our hiatus over the summer, and then we'll come back, God willing, for Season 4. We are using Yad Avraham with the help of Art Scroll. Let's look at 5-1. Hey, Aleph, in contrast to the previous chapters, this chapter is talking a lot of numbers, a lot of numerical sets, especially groups of 10, 7, and 4. Other Mishnah groups of 10, such as 10 levels of Tumah and Kedusha, like in Kalim, and 10 laws unique to Jerusalem, are not listed here, nor do any such lists of many other numeric values appear in the chapter. This is because this chapter is intended to teach ethical lessons, like the whole idea of Pirkei Avos, keeping with the theme of the tractate. So the groups, they have inherent messages emphasizing the importance of ethical behavior at large or specific manners of conduct, as will be taught later, and this is Magen Avos helping us out. So before the Mishnah, we start with our introductory phrase, Kol Yisrael Yishlehem L'chelik L'olam Haba, Shnimar Ve'amech Kulam Tzadikim L'olam Yirshu Aretz Netzer Mat'ay Ma'asei Yadai L'hispa'er. Everyone, all the Jews are entitled to the world to come, have a portion of the world to come, as the proof verse shows, and my nation are all righteous, they shall forever inherit my plants and my handiwork, and they are my handiwork in which to be profound. And that's a very loose translation. But let's look at Hey Aleph 5-1. Biasara, looking at the number 10. Biasara Mamaros Nivra Ha'olam, with 10 divine statements the world was created. What does this teach us? What does it come to teach us? Isn't it evident that it could have been created with one divine statement? God could have created the whole world with one letter, with one phrase. Why 10? Ela lehipara min harishaim. Rather, it is to hold liable the wicked, shem abdin esa olam, who destroy the world, shenivra ba'asara mamras, who that was created with the 10 divine statements, elitin sachar tov latzadikim, and to bestow optimal reward upon the righteous, shem b'kayim in esa olam, shenivra ba'asara mamras, who sustain the world that was created with 10 divine statements. So we have like this tit for tat over here, with this 10 versus 10. So let's see a little further. So everything that exists, the world we know, the cosmos, the entire universe, and all the spiritual realms of existence were all created by the word of God. The Mishnah teaches that the Creator employed 10 divine statements in the course of the 6 days of creation. And these 10 are recorded in the opening chapter of the Torah, including words like Vayomer Elohim and Bereishis Bara Elohim. So what does it come to teach us? It could have been done with certainly much less. It would have certainly have been possible for the entire creation to have been created with but one simple divine statement. God could have simply said, let there be heaven and earth, light, a separation between the waters, let the waters gather, and the ground sprout forth their plants. As Ram Kamtimir explains, this is obvious because God creates effortlessly, unlike the work of man, and has no need to rest between stages of creation, nor to spread his efforts out over many days. Excuse me, as Magen Avos points out. Question raised by the Mishnah is not on the ways of God himself, which are beyond our comprehension, and are certainly not designed to increase punishment, as the Mishnah concludes. Rather, the question is, what ethical lesson can we learn from the fact that these divine statements are enumerated for us in the Torah? And this is pointed out by Meiri, Derech Chaim, and Tosfos Yom Tov, and Rashi. So it's to hold liable the wicked who destroy the world. The Torah's elaboration of the process of creation emphasizes the enormity of that which God created, and by extension, the terrible burden of responsibility borne by those who ruin it through their wicked actions. This is Rambam commentary of Yonah. Magen Avos further, although the world could have indeed been created with one statement, its having been created through 10 adds higher dimensions of sanctity to the world, as we are taught that all matters of sanctity require a quota of 10. Accordingly, those who ruin a sanctified world are guilty of a greater offense, as the Derech Chaim points out. The fact that the Mishnah states the wicked ruin the world can be interpreted as ruining their own selves, for man is the culminating purpose of creation. As Rav In Rama commentary, Maganavas also points out and adds that the wicked cause themselves to be lost from the world that was created for their own good, thereby destroying the world vis-a-vis themselves. This is borne out by the statement found in Avasarbin and Asan in the context of the issue of our Mishnah is dealing with. One who destroys a single Jewish soul is considered to have destroyed an entire world that was created with 10 divine statements, that single soul being his own. As Maganavas points out, also, the wicked can actually cause the ruination of the entire world if their evil actions tilt the balance of the world judgment negatively, as Ralph points out, and then bestow the optimal reward upon the righteous who sustain the world. The righteous fulfill the purpose of the world, which is to do righteousness. Accordingly, they truly sustain the entire world, as Rav Yonah points out. Just as the wicked are held liable for damaging an elaborate world created through 10 divine statements, so too are the righteous rewarded for sustaining this great creation, as Mira points out. The world here that is sustained may be understood as referring to the righteous person himself, to the world as it relates to him, or actually to the entire world as explained above. The ethical lesson to be learned from this is how important it is for a person to improve and perfect his character and behavior due to the weight each individual carries and the global effect his actions have, especially when we're stuck at home, when we're asked to be home with the crazy pandemic going on now here in 2020. This is the proper time to work on ourselves as much as possible. And the Gemara states that in the beginning itself presents one divine statement. However, there are seen to be only 8 more verses that are clearly divine statements. And some commentaries complete the list of the 10 divine statements with the creation of woman, because that is the purpose and the culmination of man's existence. And that is how man can find Ezra Kenegdo. So from this Mishnah, we can learn how the world can be perfect if we try our hardest to make it better. We don't want to destroy the world. We want to enhance the world. We want to bring reward to the world and make the world a better place. Every action we do, every deed we do, every kindness we do, everything we learn to make ourselves and the world better can really do this. And we hope to do this so that we can make the world a better place as much as possible, little by little, action by action, moment by moment, every day, as much as we can. Join us next time as we talk about 10 generations from Adam to Noah, from Adam to Noah, here on the PAL with Reb T. And I'm your host, Reb T.